paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Another day, another dozen messages saying something needs your immediate attention because you're going to be canceled and it's a scam. Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Steve. It's also the time of year for IRS imposters out there. Tell us what you've noticed.
Well, it never ends, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah, scammers are really now impersonating the IRS to really trick taxpayers into sharing personal information. They're sending out notes not only here in Chicago but all over the nation that you're eligible for a $1,400 stimulus check. While these checks are authentic, I mean, getting this amount is authentic from the IRS directly. They're saying they can help you get this this information. We just need your your personal information to get this money, and that's asking to try to steal your identity. So the IRS announces that there is automatic payments for, eligible taxpayers who didn't claim their recovery rebate credit in 2021. But it's coming directly to you, so you don't have to do anything. So if you get an email saying it's $1,400 stimulus checks coming and we need your information, that is the tip-off, the rip-off.
Yeah, don't click on a link in an unsolicited message. You can go directly to irs.gov for info. This is also the time of year that people are planning vacations, and the spring break travel scams are here too, aren't they?
They are, Bob. We don't want to leave you spring broke on the spring break scams. So there's a lot of scammers out there. And a lot of times, Bob, what happens is consumers, families wait to the last minute to book their spring break. So that's when the scammers really target you, because if nothing's available, all of a sudden the scammer has all these rooms available. So it's imperative to start your planning now, but be careful. There are scammers lurking in the weeds to try to take advantage of you, these great offers. Make sure that you check these offers out and make sure that they're legitimate and reliable, the company itself behind it. And again, you don't want to get involved in a timeshare related type scam. So make sure if you are buying a timeshare or looking at timeshares that you read up on them first before getting involved in them. Mm-hmm. A lot of consumers have come to us over the years, and the Federal Trade Commission reported nationwide in 2023 there was about 55,000 reports of travel scams. So it's a lot of scammers out there. You just got to do the checking on them, and especially don't do it the last minute arrangement. That's where people end up getting taken, Bob.
So many people have been at the auto show, and they're thinking about a new car for the warmer weather, but there is a scam you need to be aware of. Is this going on in our area? I know there was a story out of Kansas City about this.
It was a recent story out of Kansas City, but it does happen in our area quite often. I know people are looking at purchasing cars now, especially used cars, too. Be careful on Facebook Marketplace or all those other sites, social sites, buying a vehicle, because a lot of times it could be a fraudulent title or fraudulent sale. So what we want consumers to do is get the Carfax report on that vehicle, make sure that there is information on that vehicle. If there's no information on the vehicle, that's usually the tip-off to rip-off on those, Bob. But buying online, you always got to do your due diligence, especially buying a vehicle. People don't think that the scammers are there. And guess what, Bob? The scammers, as you know, are everywhere on the Internet trying to take advantage of consumers.
Mm-hmm. And this was a Facebook Marketplace scam, or was it somewhere else?
It was on Facebook Marketplace, but all the social media sites buying and selling, whether it be Craigslist or any other list that's out there, you just got to determine who that person is first before doing business with them. It could be a person wanting to rob you, and there's some instances we talked about, Bob. Several people have been killed buying things, ending up in person being robbed and killed on that part. So if you are buying on Facebook Marketplace, all Chicago police departments and a lot of the suburban police stations allow you to do your transaction in their lobbies for safety ways.
There's also a phony text message going around, and you may have received this supposedly from Amazon. How does this fraud work?
Well, basically, it's Amazon basically saying that you are due money in a certain way, that there's a price drop on your recent order is eligible for a price difference refund. And, Bob, who doesn't want a price difference refund?
Sneaky.
But unfortunately, Right. So people click on the link, and it's not Amazon, unfortunately. It's somebody else. It's a scammer posing themselves as Amazon. So that they need your information, your account number, and your credit card so they can refund you properly. And that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. You need to steal directly with Amazon or any company that sends you a text saying you are owed money or you can get money. Go to that website directly or go to that company directly. Don't follow those links, because once you click on the link, you may be going to a scammer.
Tell us about what happened to this Chicago hairstylist who lost a lot of money to someone impersonating a bank.
Yeah, what happens quite often is the FBI has named it. It's called Phantom Hacker. And basically what they do is they call you up, Bob, as we talked about in the past, and your caller ID may say it's a bank, your local bank, and they're saying that something's wrong with your account and they need your help in the investigation or to stop this from happening. So this one hairdresser, unfortunately, thought it was her local bank, and she moved $20,000 from her account into another account that they recommended. And unfortunately, that was a scammer's account, and they took the money and ran with it. So this woman came forward just to prevent this from happening to others. Banks don't do that, Bob. They never call you up and ask you to help find a criminal or check on an employee or something's wrong with your account. You got to move your money. Hang up on those calls and go directly to your bank and talk to them. And please don't transfer money. The bank's not doing that. It's usually a scammer, Bob.
And finally, and this is something that affected residents in Plainfield and Portage Park. You get into an accident, and your insurance company is not coming through with their promises. Tell us about this, Steve.
Well, there's two types of insurance coverage. There's a standard auto insurance companies that we most know about, and there's called non-standard auto insurance. And the non-standard auto insurance are really high risk. They really give insurance to high risk people or people with bad credit. So unfortunately, those are the companies that our complaints are alleging that they're not providing the proper fixing of the vehicles in some way. So make sure if you are hit by one of these companies that are called non-standard, is that you maybe contact your own insurance company so they can subrogate the claim against them. So a lot of complaints have been filed with the Better Business Bureau. A lot of times that they're saying they only going to pay 75% of the liability because they don't think their insurer's at fault 100%, which is legal. They use aftermarket products. The complaints have alleged, and their prices are ridiculously low and can't be fixed for that amount, and bad customer service. So if you are taking insurance with a non-standard auto insurance company, please check out their report with the Better Business Bureau and their reviews as well before doing business with them to decide whether or not you want to do business with them. And if you're hit by somebody at non-standard insurance, it's best to contact your insurance company to subrogate the claim against them to help you out.
Man, the Better Business Bureau website is BBB.org. Steve Burness, thank you. I think replacing tip-off to the rip-off as your number one phrase now will be don't be spring broke on your spring break. I like that one. Yeah, have a good one. Talk to you next
you too,
week.
Bob. Thank you.